Jaden Foster homework, Maury Foster students again.
I didn't kick him.
You should have.
I should have. Excuse me while I eat this pretzel.
I love that you put a bite in your mouth and press play at the same time.
I thought maybe you were going to fill in.
You're like, the operator of this.
The point of co-hosting is like when I'm out of commission.
I didn't realize you were going to stick it in your mouth.
You watched me stick it in my mouth.
Okay, you're right.
Sorry. Listen, you guys, Stephanie's got like a six-pack cooler freezer block on her head. What's going on?
I've been trying all the things. I went to a seminar. I guess you would call it a seminar, a class. I don't know. Somebody spoke for 6 fucking hours on Friday about calming your mental health, basically. Like, calming your brain. And I needed it.
Where was that at?
In Reno.
Huh.
At the NUG.
At the NUG?
Yeah. And so me, Carrie, and Jennifer went. And it was like a very... It was something my brain needed because you know how I have anxiety. But I don't know if it was like the way I was sitting, but my neck has been fucking killing me ever since. I went to the chiropractor on Saturday. I had another massage on Sunday. Carried traction, and by traction I mean ripped my head off yesterday. And I'm still like, not feeling good. Well, it's been 2 years of this nonsense.
Did you have your head cocked the whole time at the seminar or what?
Well, I didn't know. No, I tried not to, but it was like just a chair that I sat in for like, just like a chair.
Oh.
Like not comfortable chair or anything. And then like we were at the front row and so the big screen was in front of us and I felt like I had to like look up at it. And then he kept moving to this side so I would literally situate my body to this side. Then the fucker would move to this side. So I had to resituate my body to this side.
Was this an after school session?
What do you mean?
Like, did you go after work?
No, we went from 8 a.m. till 4 p.m.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it was a day thing.
Oh, okay.
It was a field trip.
Okay. I was like, fuck that. I was also in Reno on Friday night. Mine was an after work thing.
Was it?
Yeah. For Mother's Day, I got my mom Pioneer Theater tickets to Anastasia.
Was it good?
It was real fucking good. However, we all know the story of Anastasia, yes?
Yeah.
Don't look at me like that because there's a lot of people that is like, what is Anastasia?
I feel like if you just recapped it really quick, it would recollect because I've seen the movie Anastasia, but it's been so long.
So pretty much it's
like
this.
She's an orphan. She was orphaned, right?
Right. Like her family was royalty, the Tsar.
Yeah.
Whatever. Anyway, and her whole entire family was murdered by other Russians. They were Russian. And she supposedly escapes. That did not happen in real life. Also, what I found out is the whole
family... She died too?
Yes, every one of them died. The whole family could have survived. However, the King of England at the time's wife did not want to harbor them because she didn't want to bring Russian problems to European soil, which is, it's all Europe, so I'm not quite sure. Anyway, whatever. And so she said, no, they may not, because they were cousins. The King of England and the Tsar of Russia were cousins. And they said, no, thank you. This is true. We're not going to harbor you. And within a week, his whole entire family was murdered. So it was like the Tsar, his wife, their 5 kids.
So why is
ranging
the story
from like
she got
16
out
to
didn't get out?
I think it's just a fantasy that one of them at least survived. They did not. They dug a giant hole and threw their bodies in there.
But it was a good show.
It was very good. But I obviously know what happened, and my kids have never seen Anastasia, the cartoon, and so they didn't know what to expect. Well, like, you know, at the beginning, it's like them all dancing. They're like in the big palace, you know, and they're got these big ball gowns and stuff. And then all of a sudden, like...
Turmoil.
Yes. And it was very like... It was the Anastasia on Broadway. So it's the stuff that's on... And it was, it was fucking intense there for a second. To the point where my son, like, it was like a flashbang that went off, and then it turned red, and my son's all, and I was like, fucking, are you right? Yeah, that's a great, yeah. It was really good, though. I liked it a lot.
That's cool.
Yeah.
So it was just you four?
Yes, and then we didn't get home until 12:15 that night. I'm fucking exhausted.
I bet.
That's tired. Cool, though. Yeah, it was good. So, it was much better. I mean, I didn't have any neck pains or anything. I was just tired the next day.
I'm happy for you.
Yeah.
Did you sit high enough you could kind of look down?
Yeah.
If we were to sit further back, I felt like it would have been all right. But we got there, and like the only seats that had multiple seats open were in the front.
Well, nobody said you guys had to sit together.
Well, we went together.
So?
My anxiety-ridden ass was once sit next to anybody else at a brain conference. Are you kidding me? Where we're learning all the things about what's fucked up about ourselves. Like meditation practices and shit.
No, thank you. I don't know why you continue to put yourself through that turmoil on what's fucked up about you. Like, just embrace yourself and move on.
I love to learn new things.
I just hate when people make other people feel like what they're doing is wrong. Maybe what you're doing is wrong.
He didn't. He made me feel better about denying my body stuff. He said to not deny but delay, and I like that.
What's that mean?
Like, if you have a fucking craving for ice cream, don't deny yourself of it, but drink a bottle of water and give yourself 30 minutes if you still want it, eat it. If not, he said that it's like scientifically proven that 70% of the time you don't want it anymore. That's like...
How's that worked for you? Have you been putting that practice into...
I have been eating really well, so I haven't needed to.
Oh. Not me.
And by have been eating really well, I mean I started this morning.
Oh!
And hey, it's gone well, except for the handful of pretzels I just had.
You gotta start somewhere, honestly.
I did really good for a long time until last weekend, and Mother's Day barbecue, and I had all the things, plus ice cream. So good. So good.
Was it Mother's Day last weekend? Yeah, I guess it was.
Was it?
I don't know. All I know is I am fucking sore today.
It was the weekend before. So I've been bad since Mother's Day. I just grouped it all into a weekend, but it was apparently a week. It was a whole week.
It was a whole week. It seems like just the weekend.
Yeah, it was a week of poor decision making.
You guys, welcome to the CarCast Moms.
Oh, shit.
That's Stephanie Pellegrini.
That's Tashina Galvin. And I just listened to our very first podcast ever.
Where that was my favorite.
I could not introduce myself. And I had forgotten that I was unable to introduce myself that very first day.
I thought those ones were so much better. Now that you can speak.
Yeah, it's kind of like.
It's not as funny.
God, what's wrong with her?
Yeah. I liked it when you were nervous. And look at all these quails outside my door. Sheesh. What do you got to talk about today? Not a thing. You said you needed to tell me something on the podcast. Did I have to find the text message?
No, I was going to tell you about how I spent all my life savings on a summer body.
Oh.
Thank you for that.
I really wanted that. You stupid bitch.
We were going to grab it, too.
He was going to grab it.
She threw a pretzel at me, so I ate it.
I accidentally winged it over there, and
so because my neck has been bothering me so much, I've been trying to do like a lot of stretching, like core, like 10-minute core, just like stupid little things that makes me feel like I'm not doing anything because I'm used to fucking running and being crazy.
But are you really used to running still? Because I feel like that was 2 years ago.
But I ran since I was in eighth grade. Like that was my yes. Point is. That's what I'm used to for exercise.
Right.
So if I don't do something like run 9 miles, I don't feel like I'm doing shit.
Right.
Like if I'm not sweating and I can't, like out of breath and I can't talk, I'm like, oh, did I even just do anything? You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So I've been doing little workouts to like get my, anyways. So the plan was that it was my lunch because I slept in during the morning when I was not supposed to, which I've been doing pretty much every morning.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, okay, I'll do some core when I get home for lunch. And I came home, and I laid on the couch on ice because I'm dying, and I was going through my phone, Facebooking, thinking about my workout, like, okay, you can do it, you can see, it. There's still time. You know how you do
it. You got it.
And then I saw this article with, you know the blonde girl who plays in the Big Bang Theory?
Kaley Cuoco?
Yeah. And they said Ellen DeGeneres. Somebody was talking about her, too. And, like,
isn't she a pedophile?
Ellen?
Yeah.
Possibly. Okay. I don't know. I don't care about that. All I know is Kaylee's body looked really good. And right. It said...
Was it also when she was 20?
I don't know.
Oh, okay.
I don't know any of the details except for it's because she ate a fucking gummy every day of her life.
Oh.
And can eat everything, but it puts you in fat-burning mode. And I was like, fuck yeah. Like, I need this gummy. So I went to purchase it, and it said 5 bottles for $39.99 or 3 bottles for $59.99, I think. Something like that. It was more. And so my brain is like, why would you get 3 bottles for more money?
Right.
When you can get 5 bottles for less money. But I didn't realize that little phonic version of the dab meant per.
Oh.
I figured that out after $200 came out of my account.
Oh.
Yeah. Anyways, so the only exercise I did that day for lunch is running to my car to get my ATM card so that I could purchase that. Then I called my mom and I was like, Mom, why am I the way that I am? Like, I just spent $200. Literally a fraud alert. Phone, like, call to tell me that it was no good. And I was like, no, it's good.
No, you know what? Just go ahead and keep it through.
We're going to try it out. After I did the purchase, then I did the Amazon reviews. None of them had less than a 2. More than a 2, I should say.
Mm.
So I was like, this is going to go really well for me. So then I called my mom and I was like, Mom, why am I the way that I am? And she's like, what happened now? So I told her this story and she's like, oh, are they blah, blah, blah. She knew the whole fucking... And I was like, yeah, why? She's like...
Because I bought the same one.
I could have told you those didn't work. I ate all 5 bottles. And I was like, you fucking bought them too? And she's like, yeah.
Oh, well, and I mean, at least you didn't get a lecture from her. Like, you're a stupid idiot that shouldn't have done it.
I mean, it was funny. So that's why I sent you the picture. I'm like, my summer body has arrived.
Have you been doing it, though? You never know.
Yeah, I take them. Oh. I took, today was my second day taking them. They're not too bad for being an apple cider gummy.
Oof. Yuck.
Yeah. Like, whatever.
I've been doing bar, and it's been wrecking my world. Or not bar. Excuse me. Pilates. And it's been wrecking my world. I really like it. 2 weeks. Lost a pound. So, there we go.
Getting old fucking sucks, huh?
I also eat like a fucking football team. Like, I don't ever stop. I don't ever monitor. I don't...
That's why I get frustrated, because I feel like I can do so good with my eating and I see zero change. Unless I'm doing like some hardcore fucking exercise, I don't like really see much of a difference.
Really?
Even if my diet is like...
On point.
Mm-hmm. But even when my diet's on point, like with the whole 30 and stuff, I have like a lot of foods that I shouldn't. Does that make sense? Like they're compliant.
You modify it.
They're
compliant, but they're not, like,
but they're probably not, I mean, like...
Kosher.
Yeah, like... potatoes and cashews. I love cashews.
I catch
myself
too.
Snacking on them all the time, and they're so fatty.
Yeah.
Like, and there's zero nutritional value.
Right.
So
but
I'm
they're
like,
delicious.
Just because you're not eating carbs doesn't mean you can eat a truck, like a U-Haul full of cashews every day and lose
right.
weight, Stephanie. But I'm like, but I haven't had carbs.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So then I was telling my mom, like, okay, well, I'll try one bottle. And while I take the bottle, I'm going to starve myself. So that it works. And then I'm going to sell all the other bottles.
There you go.
For $10 more than I bought it for. And she was like, and I was like, she's like, then you'll break even. And I was like, oh, I was thinking I was going to make
money.
And she's like, you never were good at math, were you, honey? And she's like, if you eat one bottle,
yeah.
you're going to break even. Yeah, I guess that makes sense.
Yeah.
So I got a math lesson.
Got a math lesson a couple times.
Yeah. Like that little fucking
dab.
Yeah.
What did you just say it was?
A phonic version
of version of the dab.
You know that little thing that they all do? Like my kids fucking walk around dabbing all the time.
Do your fucking kids walk around and say goated all the time too?
No.
Oh. Peyton's on a goated kick.
Goated?
Yeah.
Say bussin'.
Oh.
And it drives me fucking nuts. Every time Jaden eats something that's good, she's like, man, this is bussin'. Like, man, you are not my kid.
These freaking children that we have, I don't know.
Did you see my post about Jane calling me economy seating?
No, I don't think I did see that one.
Joey was like, he just, like, literally, if my hair looks like this and I haven't showered in 5 days, it's when he thinks it's time to tell me I'm beautiful. Never if I, like, have done my
actually
hair,
tried,
have makeup
right.
on, and I'm feeling good.
Right. No.
Just goes right by. I literally can smell like a trash bin, and he's like, you're so pretty, babe. Anyways, I was all sorts of a mess. And he's like, babe, you're so pretty. And Jaden was like, ew. And I'm like, well, Jay, you look just like me, so... And she goes, you're economy seating? I'm first class. And then pranced her little ass out. I'm like, I fucking hate you. She's so mean.
I had a similar conversation with Peyton the other day. Peyton's been really feeling herself lately.
Yeah, she's looking in the mirror.
Yes, and Peyton's not normally like that, but she's definitely feeling herself lately. And she said something, and I kind of got after her, like, and she's like, you're just jealous because I'm prettier. And I was like, okay, you need to calm down, child. And she's like, I am. And I'm like, you are. So you don't have to be a dickwad about it.
Right.
Like, sorry. Your daughter's going to be prettier than you. It's how it works. But, like, don't be rude.
Yeah.
Keep it to yourself.
Yeah.
You can think that all you want.
Yeah.
And I'm proud of you for
That's
having self-confidence.
Trin can feel the room. If she feels for even 1 second that I'm agitated, even if it has nothing to do with her, she'll just randomly be like, you're pretty, Mom.
Yeah.
Or, you're so pretty. Like, See? Seriously, she reads it. So. But it only happens when I'm angry. So it makes me more angry because I'm thinking, like, I know that that's to make me happier, but it's like, tell me when I'm happy that I'm fucking pretty. Like
throw it in there every now and then.
Yeah, like at least twice a day.
Right.
That would go a lot better for you than if I'm just angry, because when I'm already angry, it's like bad time to speak at all.
The only people that tell me, and not tell me that I'm pretty, but tell me that I have pretty eyes, are your children.
My girls love your eyes and your hair. They talk about your hair all the time.
I just got it chopped off today.
I see that. It's really short.
I couldn't do it anymore. I was having a moment.
It looks very healthy, though.
Oh, yeah. I was like, you need to cut it. And she sure did.
It's
but
pretty.
It is what it is. I had to do something. It was driving me. I was a fucking hot mess. I couldn't do it anymore. Chop it off!
It looks very healthy.
Hmm.
So, I may have talked shit to a child.
Oh.
Yes.
You're such an adult.
I know. God, I did what every good mom does. Except for my mom never did that kind
no.
of stuff.
No. And it makes me so mad at your mom. Your mom was like, well, we need to see it from the other person's side. Like, Stephanie and I would be fucking fuming in the back seat, and Michelle would just be like, well, we really need to see it from somebody else's perspective. Do you think you girls may have...
Like, maybe they're having a bad day. Well, I don't give a fuck about their bad
well,
day.
Well, now they put
just
the bad day
mine.
On mine. We don't care about us, Michelle.
She's always been so good about that. And so I really...
And I always felt like she was like, well, Toshina, sometimes you bring it on yourself. And I was going to be like, hey, it's not me. It's your daughter that brings it on us.
Bullshit.
Thank you. Get everybody pissed off at the school for no reason. Still don't understand that.
Wait, what?
I don't know. Every time I turned around, you were trying to fight somebody.
Oh, in high school?
Yes.
No, they were trying to fight me. I cried a lot.
Come out of a freaking classroom, and here comes Stephanie, like, save me!
In
like,
a what? Fetal position.
What
crying.
Is happening? I left you for an hour. Where does it go wrong? What have you said now?
Who
so,
knows?
Continue.
So
what
anyways,
have you said to a child?
But I really thought that I was going to grow up and be like my mom, because she's, like, my hero. Like,
right.
I love her. No, not so much. I don't have a filter. So we got to the softball game the other night, and Jaden's been having a hard time with these fucking twerp-ass boys. And the most drama that Jaden has had this year is all with boys. All with a bunch of asshole boys that I just want to murder. So Jaden can be a jerk. Like, trust me, I know that Jaden, she roasts me most of the time.
Right.
I know she's fucking roasting other people. Like,
right.
I know it. But it was the first time I saw it. Like, we had got out of the car, and I don't know if those little assholes knew if I was her mom or not. But she got out of the car, and I hear, look at the forehead on that thing. And then, like, eight boys, like, oh! Like, you know, boys are fucking stupid. I'm like, Jane, what did he just say? And she's like, stop it, Mom. And I'm like, yeah. So I walked over there, and this little fucking, it's always the short, pudgy, blonde boys. And I'm like, Jaden's fucking gorgeous. Like, and you are short and pudgy. Why, what is your problem?
Right.
Anyways, this little twerp had his hat down to his glasses, and it was so big that it was like, he looked like a twerp. Anyway, so I walked over to him and I was like, excuse me, what'd you just say to my daughter? And he's like, nothing. I'm like, no, I'm pretty sure you did. You want to tell me again? Just, you know, a little clearer. And he was like, nothing. Like, he was giving me attitude and I'm about to punch him. But I was getting nervous too because, like, you know, I don't fight people.
And so, like, is this going to continue all night?
Yeah.
What'd you say? Nothing. What'd you say? Nothing. What'd you say? Nothing.
So I was like, are we feeling a little jealous? And he's like, of what? Her? And I'm like, looking at him, I'm like, I don't know. Maybe because your forehead's so little, I can't even fucking find it. Like, because literally, just a fucking huge hat. And all of his friends were like, oh. And then I walked away like, that was very, very adult of you, Stephanie.
Good for you.
Yeah, and then Jaden texts me the next day like, they're so much meaner to me now. I'm so sorry. Like, I really just need a shoe into the mouth.
Insert.
But it makes me so mad. Like, I, being a mom has never made me hate children more. All of them. I don't like anybody's fucking kids but my own. Like, they're all fucking mean. And even mine are mean. But I have to love them because it's primal.
They're a very different group, too. Like, I don't know. You say, I don't know. Well, I don't remember anybody really being, like, severely mean to anybody else.
It was girls that were mean to girls when I was in school.
Yeah.
And not like they are now. Like,
no.
Straight up, like, mean.
Yeah. They're, like, to the point where girls are, like...
No, ours was, like, a little bit talking behind the back and, like, not, like...
Like, snickering, like, yeah, but
no,
not...
like, these kids straight up, like, insult. Yeah, like...
Well, and then, even when they're besties, they fucking are mean as shit to each other. Mm-hmm. It's like, that's supposed to be your friend? Well, fuck, I can't imagine what your enemy's saying about you if that's what your friend's saying about you.
And Jaden seriously is convinced that her forehead is the size of Texas. And I'm like, it's not even an abnormally large forehead. And I'm not just saying that because I'm your
not,
mom.
Yeah.
Like, your
it's
forehead
not at all.
Is normal.
Yeah.
Like, normal. I'm trying to, like, compare her
like,
forehead.
if you had a, like, the hairline was way back here.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a big forehead.
So I'm like.
But I don't feel like Jaden has a big forehead.
What, the other day I was just fucking over it because she like had her hair up and it looked so pretty and then she came out of her room crying like because it was back and made her forehead look big according to her. I don't know.
Tell her to get bangs.
Somebody's coming.
Get a feck.
Anyways, so she was mad about her hair, and so I finally just, like, lost it, because I'm so over it. Like, I don't know how many more times I could tell you that you're beautiful. Like, you are fine. There's no problem. So I'm, like, literally going through the rest of the kids in our house. Like, Jaden, do you see her forehead? You're fine. Get, like, hers? Like, all of you guys have a different size forehead. Like, like, come on. You are fine.
Maybe you need to measure it. See what the average forehead size is. Measure it, keep it inside just in case, measure her forehead, and then go from there.
But that is literally something that I have also been made fun of in my life. Not even very long ago, a girl said that I had a big ass forehead, and we're fucking adults. But I've seriously never ever looked at somebody and like thought anything different about their fucking foreheads. Have you? Small or large. I've never...
Never...
Not that I can remember.
This one time I did see a giant forehead. But it was excessive. Like, the hairline was way the fuck back here and it was like...
Yeah.
Is there something wrong? Like, it just... You know what I mean? Where you're just like, is there some... What is missing?
Hair.
The hairline.
Anyway, it's just never been a thing, and it's never been an insult
like,
that fucks
with me. Hey, five head! I kept it to myself because I'm an adult.
Yeah.
And
adults shouldn't go around talking shit to kids.
Probably my husband, like, did you fucking see that forehead? I probably did.
It's just never been a thing I cared about. And it's even when people have said I have a big forehead, it's never, like, hurt my feelings because I don't care.
I don't think you have a big forehead.
Yeah, see? It's never bugged me, because I don't fucking care.
I have a greasy forehead right now. I am going through a grease stage, man. I don't know if it's because the weather is turning so fucking hot.
You're sweating?
I guess. I could grease up your freaking pan with this thing. Like, golly. So hopefully nobody's talking about my greasy forehead.
Right under my glasses. And
yeah,
it drives me nuts because then,
right,
like when I look down, my glasses start coming down my nose, and that really chaps my cheeks more than when my glasses start sliding.
But when you clean it and then you put them back and they stick, that's the best feeling.
For like 10 minutes until you bend your head down again.
And then they're all.
Yeah, I'm constantly at work, like taking a tissue, and Carrie's like, "Are you crying?" I'm fucking about to. I'm so annoyed.
I gotta talk to you about your work. So I had a dream the other day. You guys, this fucking dream threw me for a loop. The weirdest dreams lately, and they don't make any fucking sense, rhyme or reason.
Are you pregnant?
Why would you say that to me? How fucking dare you?
People have weird ass dreams when they're pregnant.
No, I'm not pregnant. I can't believe you just fucking said that. Anyway, back to my dream.
She's really contemplating, like, is this possible?
No, it's not fucking possible. Where's my note? Look, I had to write it down so I didn't forget. Obviously now I don't feel like it's as severe as it was then.
When you first woke up.
Right. I hope that this is still playing. Is it still playing? I believe so.
Should you probably check?
Hold on.
Do you remember that?
Okay, because we can't tell if it's gonna take it out or not. I just texted to Stephanie. So. Golly, how do you even fucking see this? Oh my god. God, you have really good eyesight.
It's the glasses.
I guess. Okay, so here's my dream. So I woke up, you guys, like, what the fuck was that? So, for those of you who know, who don't know, my son cut off his hand. So we've been having to travel back and forth because we can't do physical therapy here because Carrie's not a fucking hand specialist, which I think is really rude.
How dare she?
Okay, can you go back to school? Or, like, what the fuck, bro? Like, I gotta travel to Timbuktu every other day. So, in my dream. Oh, God. Now you and Joey's faces are here.
This is getting ridiculous.
Ridiculous. Okay.
You wrote a whole damn story.
Because I didn't want to forget anything.
Okay.
So, we had an appointment in Reno. The lady in Reno then referred us down here to your guys' office. So, I called you and I was like, hey, this is what they're saying. And you were like, hey, we can get you in right at whatever time, which was an hour and a half. So that means from Reno to here, we could make it. So I was hauling ass. Okay. You are like calling me every 5 minutes. And I'm like, Stephanie, I literally just fucking left Reno. Like an hour and a half is an hour and a half. I'll be there. Okay. Well, I don't want to make anybody mad. Like just be here on time. And I'm like, I'm going to be there on time. So right as we were pulling to Bridge Street, you called me again and you were like, where are you? And I told you I was on Bridge Street, but I was lying and I was like where Golden Gate is. Uh-huh. So I'm like hauling ass past hay growers and I get to like the little turn where you got to turn. And there was 4 CHP cops, not NHP, CHP. For those of you that people don't know, CHP is the California Highway Patrol. We live in Nevada.
Were you lost?
Why the fuck would there be 4 CHPs? Anywho, so I like try to slow down past them, but I'm fucking hauling, let's be honest, because Stephanie keeps calling me a bazillion times and worried that I'm not gonna get there on time. So I start going down Bridge Street, CHP hops on his motorcycle and pulls me over. I had just renewed the insurance or the registration online, so I didn't have the registration for my vehicle. So I'm like trying to explain all of this to him. And this is what it said. We had an appointment in Reno who referred us to you guys. Your office had an opening 1 hour, so we would be there right in time. You texted me asking where I was. When I turned onto Bridge Street, there was 4 CHP cops. I was hauling, so I slowed down. And if the CHP got behind me and turned the wee-woos on, my kids are going ballistic. I'm like, fuck. So I pull over and I explain like why I'm going so fast and that he could follow me to the appointment, which is just down the street, and we can get it all situated so my son could be at the physical therapy. Come to find out, the CHP officer is deaf and was signing, and I had no clue what he was saying. Peyton has been taking sign language for reals at school. And so Peyton's like, I got this, Mom. And so she starts signing to him, and he kind of looks at her, and he kind of starts to walk back towards his motorcycle. Seemed like he was good, started to walk back towards his motorcycle. I drove off, and as I looked in the rearview mirror, he started running back to his motorcycle. And I was like, Peyton, what did you say to him? And she was like, I'm not quite sure, but he seemed okay with it. And I'm like, so then he is freaking high speed chasing me at 40 miles an hour down Bridge Street. And I'm like, fuck it. At this point, I'm just going to go there. We'll deal with this when we get there. So.
Would you really do that?
Yes.
Just deal with it when you...
I've done it.
Oh,
literally. I was out at softball field. I had to pee so bad. Del Judas tried to pull me over, and I didn't stop until I got into the parking lot of the high school, and I was like, you can yell at me in a second, I gotta pee. He's like, that's not how it works. I'm like, I'm gonna piss everywhere. And I went and ran in, and then he was like, you can't do that. And I was like, I did. Not great. Okay. So he started running back to his car, and then he started chasing me. I thought, fuck, and I'll just drive there. I got out at the office. We went in to your office. Mind you, I know what your office looks like. Okay?
Okay.
But in my dream, my fever dream, it was just this big open, like, waiting area. Mm-hmm. And there was all these computer desk chairs just lined up. Like, it was just like a cluster. Like, they weren't even, like, in a formation. It was just like a cluster. Mm-hmm. And there was a receptionist who was not Jennifer. Her name was Brenda. And she was smoking. And I was like... are you supposed to be smoking in here? She's like, well, nobody's ever complained before. And I was like, okay, this is Maurice. Like, we need to get him back. And then the CHP officer came in. Obviously, I didn't go to jail because then when I came back in, my son is standing in this waiting room in an oversized t-shirt and chonies, livid because I had left him to go talk to the deaf CHP officer. And when I came back, Maurice, if you don't know Maurice, he's very much all about pants. We don't wear shorts very often. He's standing in this waiting room in chonies.
The fuck?
And Brenda's just fucking smoking cigarettes. And I'm like, is Stephanie here? Like, are we gonna... And she's like, you gotta... Again, the smoker's like, you gotta go in the back room. I'm like, okay. So we go in the back room where it looked like a tumble. I don't know if you people have ever been to physical therapy. It's not like
extra, like a gym.
But it's not like extra rambunctious. Like, there's people at each little station. Everybody's quietly doing their thing.
We walk, a good day.
Yeah, we walk into this, and it looked like there was a fucking tumbling team. There was like acrobats. There was like people doing cartwheels, and I'm like, I thought these fucking people are in physical therapy. Like, we're fucking doing something well because we can all move. So you like put me, sat us on this like little bench, and we're like watching all these people tumble back and forth, and you're like, okay, I'll be like right back. It's like, okay. So I got on TikTok. Also in this room are two Native American gals. Okay. And I got on TikTok, and when I got on TikTok, you ever open your phone and it's just loud as fuck?
Yes.
Okay. When I got on TikTok, it was like the jingle dancers. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Like at powwows, the jingle dancing. And so I'm like watching it, and it was really loud. So I like turned it down, and the two ladies that were sitting opposite of us started fucking yelling at me and screaming at me because I'm a racist. I shouldn't be watching that on TikTok. It has nothing to do with my culture. I'm just a white bitch. Like all of this stuff. And I was like, technically, you're incorrect. And they were like, fuck you, blah, like at physical therapy. I was like, I have a roll number. Like, I'll go home and get you my fucking paperwork if you need me to.
Yeah. What are you? What tribe are you?
Shoshone. And I really do have a roll number, guys. If you need to see my paperwork, I can get it for you. I literally
she
have
does,
it.
Guys. I've never seen it, but I trust her.
I'll show you fucking tonight, just so that we can clear up this fever dream. So then, apparently everything went well. I don't know. And then the next thing I know, I'm walking back into your fucking wheelchair of bliss fucking office entryway. And it's now changed. And Brenda doesn't have just like a desk in the middle of it anymore. It's like off to the side with a window. And so like I walk up to it and I was like, hey, Brenda. And she was like really giving me the shaft. And I was like, oh, it smells really nice in here. She's like, yeah, because I had to quit smoking because of you, because Carrie won't let me smoke in here now. And I was like, appropriate. Seems like a good idea.
It's so fucking weird how our dreams work.
Anyway, that's the dream that I had.
That's fucking crazy. So Maurice won't be coming to my work for physical therapy anytime
ever.
Soon.
I mean, well, no, because she
I
won't take
it. If have you tried to talk to her about it?
Yeah. Well, I talked to her when we were in San Francisco, but she's not a hand she's not a hand specialist, and that's what he has to have is a hand. Apparently, there is a very big difference in.
Well, I would imagine because of the what the fuck? This like. The severity. The word was not coming out.
There it is.
Of his injury. Because we see hands and stuff, like fingers and stuff, but it's very, like, minimally. Yeah. But because he probably needs something that's very.
Yeah, I don't know. I just know that if you ever get a Brenda working for you, I may not come. What's really crazy is the office manager at the PT that we're at, who we absolutely love, her name is Brenda. And not once has she been just like the Brenda that I thought about.
If you ever do come in there, I'm going to make Jennifer. Have you ever seen those super long things? The super long cigarettes? I'm going to make her sit there like.
I was just like, that was the weird. I fucking woke up from that dream like, what the
It's probably best
fuck?
That you don't come in there.
Oh, that's rude. Why?
I don't feel like I'd have a job by the end of the day.
Why?
Because I'd be fucking around in there.
Oh. Well.
Loud and there's a bunch of people.
Well, it couldn't be any worse than the tumbling team that was in
right?
there. Christ almighty. So, I don't know.
Dreams are so crazy. It's
I
crazy.
Just had the weirdest fucking dreams. And I haven't, like, been eating weird things, like, before bed. I've been reading before bed. I haven't even been watching, like,
what
anything
are you
weird.
Reading?
It's called Hester. And it's pretty much like the Scarlet Letter. It's just, like, a different version of it.
I'm reading the fucking weirdest.
What you fucking sent
book.
Me today, I was like, what the fuck?
This is, okay, let me just tell you. So, it's about a guy who, well, it's about two brothers. One of the brothers got into a car accident, killed an entire family, went fucking loony, went to the loony bin. His brother moved in with the, not moved in, but like was staying with the wife to help her. His wife was out of town. He moved in with the wife, was helping her. They started doing it, and that guy broke out of the mental institution, came back to the house, caught them in the deal, hit her over the head with a lamp, killed her. Well, she was like brain dead for a couple days, but she wound up dying. This dude's wife found out, obviously. She left him. He lost his job. So the dad that killed the mom, they have two kids and they were at like boarding school. And so he's now like the only person around for them because the dad's in a mental institution, the mom's gone. So now he's like learning how to like take care of these guys. But now...
If they were in a boarding school, why'd he have to move in with the wife to take care of things?
Because they were boinking.
Okay, I'm like, out. That seems suspicious.
So that entire thing sounds like it would be like a suspense, right? No?
Yeah.
It's a fucking comedy. The book is a comedy. It's like a... It's the
like
fucking...
Like a dark comedy?
Yes,
or
it's like, I guess you would say it's fucking dark, because it's weird as hell. He's obsessed with Nixon, President Nixon, so it's like everything is about Nixon and like just random fucking facts of Nixon all the time. And then all of a sudden he like got onto his brother's computer and started like meeting women and going to their house and like having sex with them on his lunch period. Like weird. Like it's the weirdest fucking book.
Did
I think
say
I
lunch period?
I think I did.
Like we're still in school.
Lunch hour, I don't know. It's weird.
What's that book called?
It's called May We Be Forgiven.
I doubt it. The little Stephanie sent me a picture today of one page of it where obviously his niece then stuck a tampon up her a-hole because she didn't know which hole to put it in, and she can't ask her mom because obviously she's dead.
She's dead, yeah.
I didn't know that. And was like, I don't... And then the only thing that I could think of was good luck getting that out.
Right. Yeah, but did you... Is she shit?
Oh, I didn't... You didn't send me the next page.
Oh, it didn't go that
no!
far? Yeah, she, like... He told her to, like, squat down and, like... Yeah, like, push to get it to come out. And then she fucking freaked out and was like, well, now I'm fucking shit everywhere. So he's like, okay, we'll just clean it up. And
how
then she's
old
like,
was she?
Okay, bye. 11? No, 12. I think she... That's what... You missed that part, too? It was in there?
It didn't say that. You only sent me the one page. So,
she's
no, 12. I didn't get any of that.
Yeah, she's like, I think I put it in the wrong hole. And
I saw
like,
that part.
Well, what hole did you put it in?
And she's like, the first one was a little too small, so I just kept going. Awkward.
Yeah, like that whole, the whole fucking book has been this way. The whole book.
Where did you find this gem?
I don't know how it wound up on my bookshelf. I really don't, because I have a huge bookshelf. My grandma gives me all these books. I order books, but I never ordered that book, so it had to have been from my grandma. Which I'm gonna have to ask her if she read it, because I guarantee she didn't fucking like it. So I don't know how it wound up on the bookshelf. And it's one of those books, like, it's so weird that I don't know if I want to keep reading it, but it's...
But you're like, what's gonna happen next?
Yeah, it's like intriguing. Like, it's really like, I can't not read it now. I'm over halfway. I'm gonna have to fucking finish it. But it's definitely weird. I'm almost starting to wonder, because this guy is so crazy.
If he's the one that's in the mental asylum?
If the dad and the brother are the same person. Like...
Oh, he's like split personality.
Yeah, and he is in a mental institution. And so I'm wondering if it's gonna end.
Maybe he killed his whole family and this is just his, like...
Yeah.
Fever dream. Yeah. I've said fever dream like 3,000 times in this podcast.
I've never heard of a fever dream until today, and now I've heard it 3 times.
You never heard of a fever dream?
It's a thing.
Yeah.
When you have a fever, you have crazy dreams.
Yeah, like delusions. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You caught onto that pretty quick for not ever hearing of it before.
Mm-hmm. I'd like to think I'm pretty smart.
Yeah, me too. Unless there's a...
Yeah, the phonic version of the dab. Yeah. Don't put that around here. Like today I was thinking, because since I've passed my test, I really like to tell people, like, yeah,
how
there's 16 and only 3 passed. Because to me, that's like, I'm fucking smart. Because on a regular day, like on a regular basis, if you talk to me, people probably think like, oh my God, that girl's dumb.
There's a difference between book smart and street smart.
Right, and I don't have the streets.
You don't have the streets. Mm-mm. You're very book. We already knew that. That is, you love to learn. We understand that. It's the
but
streets.
Talking about what I've learned, not so good. It's just in here. It's internal. I can't talk about
it. I do the same thing, though, when it comes to, like, my job. And somebody asks me a question, like, I know the answer. But if you ask
being
me...
Being able to say it out loud?
I'm so afraid I'm going to say the wrong thing that I'm like, let me Google it really quick just to make sure I'm right. Okay, yes, I'm right. Like, I'm just so afraid I'm going to tell them the wrong thing and then they're going to be like, you gave me tax advice and you weren't supposed to. And I'm like...
Yeah.
Fuck their whole life up. Like, yeah. I guess. I don't know. I'm just like, I don't know. You got to talk to somebody who actually got a degree.
Yeah, like inside my brain, I know very well what's happening. Outwardly, you would never know that I knew what was going on in my life. Like today when I was asking you, I was sitting at...
You guys, read the damn text message that you sent.
Let me read it to you with the dialect that
Let
I was
Let me read
thinking.
It. Let me read it first, because...
Oh, okay. God, okay, you're so...
Well, no, because I want you to listen to the way that I read it.
Okay.
Okay, this is what she sent me, guys. Wait.
Okay, so...
Okay. I was like, wait, what? No, there's more up here. Yeah, okay, this... It's right here. All the way at the top.
Oh, sorry. Okay, ready, guys?
Okay, she said, is lived, like, she lived or fuck, she lived, is, no.
That's
pretty much how I read it. Is lived, like, she lived or fuck, she is lived. Like, live-ed. Or are they both the same? Same spelling. Different spelling? My God, life is hard.
Now let me tell you,
So I said, first of all, are you even speaking English? Because that's exactly how I read it. And these came in like, bing, 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 bing. Like, what?
Okay, now let me tell you how it's supposed to sound. Is lived, like, she lived, or, like, fuck, she is livid.
That's not livid, though. You spelled
and
lived.
And then I said, like, live ed.
Right.
Trying to get right. you to pronounce it correctly. And I said, or are they both the same? What I'm trying to say is lived and lived the same. Like, do they spell the same? You know, I don't fucking know. And so then I was like, same spelling or different spelling? Fuck, I don't know. Like, life is hard. So,
well, one is lived.
Yeah.
And one is livid.
I know that now. You helped me. But the book that I'm staring at that has been in my bookshelf forever, it just says lived. All down the spine. And I'm always wondering, like, that is the weirdest fucking name for a book, no? Lived?
Yeah.
Just lived? And so then I was like, fuck, I bet it's livid. Because that makes more sense. It's like a suspenseful, yeah. like, livid. Like, mm-hmm. And so then I was like, who am I going to ask? So I asked you, like, is lived, like, live ed, or, you know what I mean?
I mean, the fact that I got it, but I was just like, what the fuck? Bing, 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 bing. And I was like, what?
I'm like, thank you for letting me work this through with you today.
I'm like, holy cow.
The things that make you go, huh?
Huh?
That book has been on my bookshelf for about 5 months that I've been wondering what the fuck it was.
And you've went back and forth between lived and livid?
No, today was the first time I thought livid.
Oh.
Livid. Livid.
No, livid. They're livid. Two different, yeah, two different
because
words.
I kept thinking, like, I'm not going to read that book. Lived, that's a weird fucking, like, she lived, who lived. Like, that's a weird name.
We.
But then, lived. When I was thinking livid, then I was way more, like, prone to wanting to read it. But it just hit me today, like, oh my god, I wonder if it's livid.
It should have hit you right back out. No.
It wasn't.
That's a totally it's different lived. Word. Completely spelled different and everything.
Well, I know that now. But that's when I was starting to think, like, fucking, you passed your test,
my
you
husband.
Idiot.
Okay. I may or may not have said, okay. So, my husband always gets after his mom for burning bread. Okay? Whatever. So, she sent us a picture of banana pudding that she had made. And there was, like, little dark spots. And I was being facetious because I was waiting for him to say it. Oh, she burned it. So, I said it. Oh, she burned it. So, he fucking texted his mom and was like, Sheen said you burned it. So, I messaged back and was like, I absolutely did not. And he said, I'm going to write you liar. And then he said, how do you spell liar? And I said, if you don't fucking know, then it doesn't need to be written. And that just reminded me of livid. If you don't know, fucking know.
How do you spell it? L-I-A-R.
Yes. Have you ever stared at a word so long that you're like
that
you write it and then
sense.
You're like, what?
Nothing
the
in the world makes sense anymore.
No. And then you have like that lady with all the calculations where she's just like, that lady goes through my mind a lot. Have you seen that meme?
The one with the chalkboard?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That one goes through my mind. I'm like, I feel like that goes through too.
Yeah. I don't know. I do know though that people would probably think I'm not the smartest person just like if they just first met me and just talking to me a little bit. And now it's like the joke at the fire department with those assholes. Like, and you passed your test every time I say something dumb, which is a lot. It's often. Let me tell you, it's fucking often.
I'm sure. Like, I mean.
Sure did you?
Yeah. Oh, you didn't? You and your big forehead? Get the fuck out of here.
Well, you're dumb internally. I'm smart internally. Who cares if I'm dumb outwardly, right? At least I'm smart. Somewhere in there. On paper.
On paper?
But obviously I'm not very good with phonics.
No.
Stupid.
Phonics really gets you.
Yeah.
The dab.
If I could write something, like, put it in writing, either, it has to be typing. Typing is better, because writing, my brain thinks faster than I can write. You
right.
know what I mean? So typing, I, like, write, and then I delete, and I, like, fix it, like, as I'm going. But I can, like, really make myself sound smart if it's just through typing. I need to have a relationship with somebody that's all online. Not, like, that kind of a relationship. Just, like, a pen pal friend.
Well, first of all, I had a conversation with you today, and it wasn't bright. So I don't think all the time you're as bright as you think you are when you're typing.
Like through a laptop where I can actually type, not text.
Oh, because it's the thumbs that do it, probably.
It's the thumbs, yeah. The thumbs are fucked. Okay. Other fingers are smart.
You're right. You're right.
I know.
Makes sense.
God, sometimes I don't know why I speak. Why am I?
You know, I don't know. But every day we learn together, so I'm glad that we finally got that situation handled.
Thank you for helping me with
that. You're welcome. It just took me a minute. Like, what?
And I realized after I said all those that I hadn't spoken to you at all today.
No, like, that's just literally how she started the conversation. What? Which, I don't normally start my text messages with hello. Especially
sometimes,
with you.
Sometimes you tell me good morning.
Yeah, sometimes. It's just because I don't have anything to say and I'm hoping that you do. But for the most part with you, actually anybody, and then they're kind of like, well, good morning to you too. And then I thought, well, did we really have to do that?
I have a friend who when she texts, it's always like, hey, hi, hello. She says all three.
No, that's too fucking much. No, thank you. I just feel like I just need to jump into it. When you're texting somebody, why are you beating around the bush? How's your day? No, right. Let's get to the meat and potatoes.
My day is fucked because I have no idea what the fuck the title of this book is.
Right.
So help me figure that out, and then we can have the pleasantries.
What the fuck? Okay, I'm catching up. Hold on.
I was trying to give you examples. Is it lived, like she lived, or...
Fuck, she's living.
Or fuck, she's lived.
But you used Ed. But you used lived in every...
That was the word.
Right.
But you
never not once changed it to livid.
I know, but that's why I said, or fuck, she's lived, because I thought that that's how you spell it. But I was thinking, once I did the next text, or is live space Ed.
Live Ed.
That I would change the way you said the word. Instead, you were like, is this English?
Did you just fucking speak to me in a different language?
And then once you wrote back livid to me the way it's supposed to be spelt, I fucking knew that that's a word, that that's how it's spelt. Right. I was like, oh yeah.
Oh yeah, thank
I've
you.
I've seen that See? Word.
That's a word.
I'm a well-read human. I know that word.
I know you've seen it before.
I'm just dumb as fuck.
Oh, shit. Speaking of livid, are you going to do anything fun for Memorial Day? Live your best life? No? Mm-hmm. You going to be on call?
I don't think so. Huh. I mean, I will if they need us, but last time I looked at the calendar, there was people on, so.
Oh, okay.
First come, first serve type basis. We're always on call. If there's something big that happens, we can go to anything.
Right.
So. But yeah, I didn't sign up for anything this week because everything was taken.
I don't think we're doing anything either. Thanks for asking.
I both finished.
Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
And camping, everything's like flooded.
I know. I feel like every time we have a podcast, there's some fucking apocalypse.
End of the world.
Between the damn smoke, flooding.
I know that
God
first
dang.
One. That, or maybe it was the second one. I don't know. I listened to a few because I was having a Tashina Stephanie reminiscent weekend. I listened to a lot of ours. But we were talking about apocalypse.
Were we so hilarious?
We are. So fucking stupid. Some of the things that we said, I'm like, what did you say? That you could get hypothermia from being too hot.
I thought that's what it was. Okay.
Hypo is low.
Okay, but it's a fucking letter that has changed. It's still, it's not like you said you can get claustrophobia. You know what I mean? Like, it's very
okay,
close.
But hypothermia and hyperthermia are totally different things, totally different treatments.
But I feel like they're the same.
No.
There's something going on with you that you're going to need a treatment for.
Okay, but you could have a broken leg and you can have a stroke, but you're going to need treatments for those too, and that doesn't
yeah,
mean
Yeah, but
same.
I feel like it's a one... I'm going to stick with our defense.
As soon as you said that, which I wouldn't have even known that it was... Well, I didn't
know. Oh, yeah, because you just passed your EMT class. Listen, if we're going to get all medical fucking Grey's Anatomy over here now, I just think before you passed your EMT class, I still have no knowledge of anything medical. Other than me being a lifeguard, and I probably should know that because people can get hypo.
I guess they could probably get hyper too if they were just outside and not in the water.
Is hypo cold?
Hypo, I think low. So,
well, here comes her low. She's gonna
is low. Hyper is high, like high energy, high hyper, high.
So hypo, if you were in low. Like a hot tub.
you could get hypothermia. But most people get out of the fucking hot tub before they do that.
Yeah.
Unless you're a lobster.
Hey, no. I still think I'm going to give that to us. We didn't know, and we were close. So that doesn't sound so stupid.
That I listened to where I'm like,
oh, yeah, no, we're fucking retarded.
We need to re-listen to the one where we talked about being on top of the universe or inside of the atmosphere or some nonsense.
I'm still not quite sure on that one, to be fair.
I'm really not sure what we were even arguing about because I was so confused. We're on the planet but in the atmosphere? Or we're in the planet on the atmosphere? Neither. You're looking at me like I'm...
Because I still don't understand.
Well.
I don't understand. We don't have time for this today. I just don't understand how we can, like, land on top of Mars. But we have to come into our atmosphere because we have an atmosphere.
But I'm sure that Mars has one you have to go into also.
It doesn't seem like it. It seems like it's just right, the cheese is right on the outside.
Says who?
The astronauts. That say they went to space.
Yeah, I think that that's malarkey made up by Bill Gates.
Oh, Bill Gates. You and Bill Gates.
Yeah, I fucking hate that guy.
Do you know if our debt ceiling is going to be raised here shortly? Or are we going to go into a default?
I didn't know that was a thing until my mom was telling me. Because we were talking about...
They literally had to decide today to make anything in effect, and I don't think they did. I think they all went home to the Hamptons and don't give a fuck.
About us little peons.
And so our dollar is going to go into...
We knew that was coming for years and years and years. Our dollar has not meant anything. There's no backing for our money. There hasn't been
our dollar is still fine until, like, today.
Yeah. There's really nothing that backs it.
Well, I understand, but they still use our currency.
Well, I know,
everywhere.
But if you think about it...
Not now, though. We're going to be fucking Cubans here in a minute. Sorry if you're from Cuba, but...
They just print more. And print more.
Yeah, no, I understand, but yeah, we got to do something. We'll see. I don't know.
I'm here for it. What else could they fucking give us? Next week we're going to be podcasting in a goddamn kayak because we're going to be fucking flooded.
We're going to end up with cryptocurrency, and if you don't vote the way they want you to, if you don't say the way that they want you to, they're going to cut you off. You're going to be like that.
Off with their heads.
Like that book that I had you read. Did you ever read that book?
That was going to make me so goddamn livid.
Livid. Well... We better live ed.
The Irish book that we talked about for 7 hours in a podcast, I still have no idea what it's about. That one?
I'm still live ed over that.
I still have it. I just haven't read it.
I fucking got all excited the other day because I thought I heard a little snippet of something, like a new movie that's coming out that was like about that. But it wasn't. It was completely different.
It was different.
I was like, because I'm still hooked on that. Well, anyway...
This has been fun.
So intelligent, like every one of our other podcasts.
Yeah, the lady that does my massage, who is obviously asking about our podcast, and I went back this weekend, and she was like, oh, I haven't listened to it yet. And I'm like, okay, well, fair warning. It's not great. Like, we don't talk about anything important. It's not like you're not going to get anything out of it, but maybe, like, a laugh if you're dumb.
Right.
If you're dumb like us, you might laugh. But... It's not.
Who told her about us?
Tammy.
Tammy!
Yeah, our biggest fan.
She is our biggest fan.
She told her that I gave her a shout out. Tammy, you induce so much anxiety for me, let me just tell you that.
She was texting me like, did I say something bad? And I was like, no, you fucking gave her praise, man.
Yeah, all I remember though is talking about the chiropractor spitting on me. And then I was like, god damn, like, did I say something? Because she was great. Like, did I say something?
And I just said how retarded you were about the candles.
Because then I sent her the link to the podcast and then I didn't hear anything. So I was like, holy shit, I'm fired. I've been fired as a patient. She's never going to touch me again. No. What did I say? But I was too afraid to listen back to
it. Livid.
Yeah, she was livid. But she was not. She didn't even listen to us. Oh. She probably never will because we are not that exciting.
No. I wouldn't recommend this podcast for anybody. This is just our emotional support
release.
Animal. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which is why my mental health has probably been shit for the last year, because we've only had two last year.
I know. Matt's like, you're going to do another one? And I'm like, well, yeah. I mean, we've been pretty MIA for about 7 months, so... Yeah. Whatever. All right, guys. Well, it's been fun. Oh, I just got a really sharp pain in my boob. Oh!
That's a heart attack tissue. That's for your...
Woo!
All right, okay. Guys.
We'll talk to you later.
Bye.
Bye.